Well, in closing, let me just say that since we are heading into such dangerous and difficult times, more than any that we've seen in our generation, maybe more than we've seen in any generation, begin to train yourself to give God thanks for all the good that has come from Him and that does come from Him. Because, see, denial of God's goodness is a denial of the resurrection. I mentioned that a while ago. Let me close with it. When Jesus rose from the dead, He set in motion the beginning of the new creation. The end of the world happened on the day Jesus stepped out of the tomb. That was the end of the old order. The new order is being manifested more and more and more in the people of God as we learn to trust God and obey Him. He then releases more of the kingdom through us and to us. So we live in an alternate society of believers who operate in an alternate economic system. We operate in an alternate emotional system. We operate in an alternate sexual system. We don't live like the world lives. If we do live like the world lives, we will end up being partakers of their plagues, according to Revelation 18. So God is teaching us more and more how to trust Him in the face of want, in the face of loss, in the face of danger, in the face of economic collapse, in the face of broken relationships and deep disappointments. He's training us to rule and reign with Him. The purpose of this life is not happiness. Yes, God wants you to be happy, but He wants you to be happy in the ultimate sense. Like what Aslan says to the children in the close of the last battle. He says, "You do not yet look so happy as I mean you to be." God means for you to be ultimately happy, but in order for you to get there, you're going to have to let Him do the work in you that purges out of you the things that make for unhappiness, which include all that we've been describing. So I just wonder how well I'm going to remember all this stuff I'm saying to you if tomorrow two or three things in a row happen that aggravate me. Frustration can either be an opportunity for growth or an opportunity for deepening poison. And to be honest, we've had a lot of frustrating issues in this ministry the last few years. Frustration is one of the most difficult kinds of emotions to deal with. Because it concentrates all of your focus into one little spot. And you're trying to get over this one hump, and you can't get past this one issue. If you could just get this one thing to move, everything would fall in place. And so frustration has this tendency to bring all of your best hopes into conflict with some one little stupid event that won't make way for all the good that could happen. And so in that frustration, it's very easy to slip over into accusation against the Lord, griping and complaining against the Lord. What if God is not nearly as interested in the great good you're trying to accomplish as He is uncovering your accusation capacity so it can be cleansed and purged away? It's just a thought. But after so many years of walking with the Lord, I've found out some things about Him, and among them is He's not nearly so interested in my productivity for Him as He is interested in my relationship with Him. And He will allow all kinds of frustrations and and battles and struggles and disappointments in order to uncover to me the level of unbelief and mistrust and lack of faith and most of all, lack of love that I have in relation to Him.